There are more signs today that the U.S. economy is on the mend. The Conference Board's Index of Leading Economic Indicators was higher for a fourth straight month in July. And the U.S. dollar continues to strengthen against many foreign currencies, a sign overseas investors see the U.S. as a reliable place to put their money. Some companies might be worried by all this upbeat news, though. NPR's Jack Spear explains.
A strong dollar can be good for consumers. It makes imported goods cheaper, but if you're an American company competing globally, it can make your products less competitive. Tony Raimondo is CEO of Balin Manufacturing in Columbus, Nebraska, a metal fabricating firm that makes a variety of products, including metal buildings and grain bins. He's seen his exports decline from around 15% to 8 to 10% today.
In 96, 97 time period, I used to say at any given time, in Columbus, Nebraska, we had 80 to 100 jobs, people working on export projects. And today, the best I can say is 30 to 40.
The U.S. government publicly supports a strong dollar, but Treasury Secretary John Snow has acknowledged a weaker dollar helps U.S. manufacturers compete in overseas markets. Chuck Hill is director of research at Thomson Financial. He says the stronger dollar could hurt some key players in the U.S. economy.
We've got a lot of industries, like the auto industry, for example, that are really struggling. It's going to make the Japanese and others more competitive in bringing in autos from abroad.
The dollar had been on a steady decline for the better part of the year. However, with the stock market run-up, as well as other recent signs of a strengthening economy, the U.S. increasingly looks like a better bet for investors than Europe or Japan. Since June, the dollar has risen more than 6% against a collection of overseas currencies. It gained more than a full percentage point against the euro today. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.